Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Well, yes, it is, and welcome to everybody to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard, the doctors are in, and I'm quite happy about that. Hello, Jill. Hello, Dave.
Well, hi, Steve.
We're happy to be here.
Yes, we are.
Good. We like happiness. Happiness is always better, we think, than the alternative.
That's
so,
for sure.
Welcome. If you want to join us on this program, if you would like to take a risk and ask us a question, expecting us to know the answer, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Come and join us. Or if you know somebody that's sicker than you are, call them and say, hey, you need to talk to these people. They can clear this up and prove that I am healthier than you. It's 1-800-229-3000.
There are people who do that, and we appreciate them getting their friend to call.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every now and then.
Hey, listen, I preached this past Sunday, and if you go to newlife.com and you click on Heard It on the Radio icon, then that will, it should, take you to that sermon, that message from Take Your Life Back. I hope you'll do it. It's all about the false self life that we live. And next week, I'm talking about reactive living, how we get into this situation. And so I hope you'll join me there. Their website is northviewchurch.us. Now, today is Take Your Life Back Tuesday on social media. So, you know, whether it's Twitter, Flitter, FaceTime, go face yourself, whatever it is, we want you to join
us with them all.
There. Yeah. So you'll find us there. And finally, Every Man's Battle is in Seattle this weekend. Now, here we are up in the upper left-hand corner of the nation. And what a gift on Valentine's Day to be able to say to your wife or girlfriend, I went and I took care of it. I took care of it, and I'm so grateful that I did. I did it for you. I did it for God. I did it for me. I tell you, you can fake it if you want to. You can fake it, but I got to tell you, it's a horrible thing to fake. And you can find the life you've been looking for. I was right after the sermon on Sunday, a guy walks up to me. He says, Steve, I went to Every Man's Battle 15 months ago. I have had 15 months of freedom. He didn't say sexual integrity or whatever. He said freedom. Hmm. Now, that's what it's all about. It's not just about not doing something. It's about being free. And so many of you, you know, you, or maybe it's your husband. He doesn't listen to the program, but you do. 75% of the people that go, they call us. It's a woman, 75% of the time. And then she tells him, here's what you need to do. So we're in Seattle, and it's a great place to be, to get well, to change, to make life better. So please do. You know, to make life better, you can always switch to Geico and save 15% on your insurance. Or you could actually do something.
Their commercials work.
That would change your life. Every Man's Battle. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number. And say, I got to get to that Seattle conference. It's worth a trip. If you're in Florida, if you're in Key West, Florida, it is worth whatever that trip is all the way up to the other part of the country. You'll never, ever regret it. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Okay? And if you If you can't afford it, there are scholarships. Scholarships are available. You can get those scholarships. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Right now, 1-800-229-3000. Hi, Steve Arterburn here with Mylon Yurkovich. We want to talk to you about our Intimacy Intensive for Marriages.
The Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, February 17th to the 19th.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together. We believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy levels of their life.
One of the things that we're going to do in this weekend is address the issues of sexuality, emotional intimacy, physical touch, things that the church traditionally does not address. We're going to be a place where you can come and really bring the real you, your real marriage, and it can be a very safe place.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
You come join us. We would love to have you there. I think we can meet some needs for you. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, welcome back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop, and hope you're having a great day today. Let's go right to the calls. I'm going to let you guys pick out the caller that you want, the one that you think would be the best. And anybody wanting to join us, again, that number, 1-800-229-3000.
Well, let's go to Liz, calling from Denver, Colorado.
Okay, Liz.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Not too great.
Okay, what's happening?
I'm tormented by fear and anxiety. I'm a new grad from nursing school, and I got my first job floor nursing, and it went badly, and I didn't have a good preceptor, and I don't know how to get back on track. I'm scared to start looking for a new job. I'm afraid I'll have another bad experience, and I can't eat right now. I have looping thoughts. It's hard to get bad thoughts out of my mind, and I can't get out of bed in the morning. It's just anxieties in my stomach, and I can't eat.
Okay. Can you tell us what was it that was so serious?
I think it was maybe it's my perfectionism or not knowing and taking my job seriously. Like, I don't want to hurt my patient because I don't know. I want to be able to know what I need to know. And the preceptor I had was really rough on me, and she's like, you should know this by now. And and it was just orientation, and I don't know, I just felt like a loser.
Okay. Well, let's see what Jill and Dave have to say.
Well, one thing, Liz, your perfectionism works against you. It it doesn't help at all. It never does. It helps in the beginning sometimes because you really make the effort, but then it becomes counterproductive. So your fears probably go back to growing up years where you were criticized a lot, and that's how you responded to it. And then this happens, and it just reinforces everything that you experienced growing up. And
Yeah, it's unfortunate that you had someone who was so shaming, because certainly when you're new to anything, I mean, none of us know everything. And it's unrealistic to think that you would. And there's always room for growth. We always are in a growth mode if we seek that. And so, you know, to start a new job, there's always a learning curve. And so for her to be so shaming, that really, you know, I'm sorry, because that really says something about her. And I think, you know, one of the things is to accept that you are imperfect, because to think you can be perfect is the most imperfect thought of all. Yeah. Right?
Okay.
It's an attempt to be God, like God. Well, it's like what Eve was intrigued
it
by.
It is. And this is, you know, Steve, you were preaching on the false self. This is what helps to fuel that false self, you know,
sure.
not being able to be authentic, to be yourself, to be a real person. And the result is the anxiety and the fear.
And I would guess, Liz, it's in some way this proctor or the preceptor of was just like the person you grew up with who was very mm-hmm. critical, and it took you back to the little girl stuff. And you got to face what you fear, because if you don't face it, the fear grows bigger and bigger, and that's a scary
thing.
That's
why you're getting paralyzed.
Yeah, that's why you don't want to get out of bed, because you've given in to the fear. So you need some help from friends, from a pastor, from a counselor, who are going to help you see past the event that happened and see back to where the roots of that are. And you can take your life back, really. That's what it's all about for you, is how to take your life back. And we're obviously going to send you the book.
Well, we will send you the book. But in your situation, when it's this severe, you're that paralyzed, you know, I'm going to, off the air, see if we could get you to the Take Your Life Back workshop. Because you need more than just to read a book. You need to be in the presence of people that are redemptive in your life. You need redemptive relationships, and we want to help you with that. The next thing I would say is you're going to have to take some risks and do some things that you're very uncomfortable with. And perhaps that first risk is to call the church. Do you go to church?
Yes.
Okay, you call the church and ask to meet with the pastor's wife or the head of women's ministry or a counselor that they use, and you sit down and you share this face-to-face with some person. And then I would say the next least threatening thing would be to go to that women's Bible study, if they have one, and get involved with some other women who are extremely interested in people getting better and growing in God's truth. So that's what I would do. And
Don't jump into the deep end of the pool right away.
Yeah.
What Steve is saying is get some small victories that can build on each other, and you can rebuild your confidence and trust in yourself.
Well, and when you call, they may say, you know, here's the counselor we use. And so go and take a risk and open up to that person. It could be the beginning of an openness that you've never experienced before.
I do think having somebody to walk alongside you, Liz, is really important, because you need to learn how to have compassion for that younger part of you, as Dave was talking about, what you experienced as a kid, to be able to see her and you know, not despise her, but to actually have compassion for her and to come alongside her. Because that's how you're going to come alongside yourself, and you learn that by having someone else come alongside you.
Yeah, my husband says I'm too hard on myself.
Oh, I'm sure that is the truth.
That's because you were raised with criticism.
Or perfectionism, or, you know, someone else who was doing that to themselves.
I did make an appointment. I have one on the 14th.
Yes, good. Okay.
Good for you.
I think you're on the right track. I'm really glad that you called us. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. But here's what else I'm going to do. I'm going to send you the 365-day devotional. I think it's really a powerful tool, and everybody that's gotten it, they just love it. 365 days. It's the Take Your Life Back Day at a Time devotional. Yes, you can. Yeah.
What do I do about the looping thoughts, the negative thoughts? Like, how do I stop that? I know I rehearse that verse in my butt, in my head, take every thought captive and make it submissive.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what I would do. I would have a Bible next to me all the time.
Well,
and I would just be starting my day with scripture that's positive and powerful, reading in the Psalms, and every time looping started to occur, I'd just go, see, looping's not going to help you. I'd go right to the Bible.
Right.
And I would start to read that Bible and get my mind off of earthly things and get it on heavenly things. Dave, you were going to say something.
Well, I have a method that I use with a rubber band on your wrist where you, and the minute you start to loop in your thoughts, you pull it back just enough to sting lightly. Doesn't have to hurt yourself. And you say, stop. Mm-hmm. And then you not only have a Bible next to you, but I would write out some promises from God's Word on 3x5 cards, and I would replace it. You have to replace the looping thoughts with other kind of thoughts, and the most powerful thoughts are going to be God's Word. And just do that. I've had to do this in my own life, and mm-hmm. it doesn't take long. That little sting is enough of verse of conditioning that it changes things.
It's kind of like, because our brain becomes like a broken record, the old disc mm-hmm. records, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like when you used to hit the record player to move the needle, it's like that snapping is like hitting the record player, right? And so you have to, you know, see this as your brain doing this thing, and to look at what other thoughts might be true. That's where, looking to Scripture.
I'm really glad that you called us, and Take Your Life Back and the devotional, they're coming your way.
You guys are doing hand signals.
Yes, we are. Okay, so here we go.
Let's you know that, right?
You guys pick our next caller for us. Who are we going to talk to?
Who are we going to talk to? I picked the last one.
Pick someone, because your eyes are better than mine.
Oh. Well, let's talk to Deb from L.A., listens on KKLA.
All right. Deb, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great, because we're on the air, and anytime we can get on that air, we're happy. So what's happening in your life? What's going on?
Well, my mother is a compulsive hoarder, and she has difficulty discarding any possessions, but she has no problem continuously and excessively purchasing more possessions that she doesn't need, nor does she mm-hmm. have available space for. Mm-hmm. And she's been doing this over a period of time. It's been about 20 years, but over the past 10 years, it's become very worse.
Right, because how old is she?
Okay, here's the good part. She's going to be 81.
Okay. So the last 20 years, about halfway through life, you know, if you have this problem, you start to get saturated, and then it really becomes evident mm-hmm. as you get older. Does this bother her? Is she anxious about it?
I don't think.
Like, does she notice it, or is it fine with her?
Yeah, she notices it, because in a 3,500 square foot home, half of the home is closed off.
Okay,
she won't allow people to go in there, and I'm sure that's due to her embarrassment. So yes, she notices it, but it doesn't bother her like it's affecting me.
Okay, and it impacts you, because
it's impacting me personally, because I'm 60 years old and I'm battling two separate cancers, and I might die real soon. And I want my mom to get the help she needs before I die. I can't do it anymore.
No.
Okay, where do you live? You live in, okay, where does she live?
Sherman Oaks, California.
Sherman Oaks. Okay, so one of the things that we know is true is that near you, the Los Angeles area, there are people who specialize in mm-hmm. this. Have you thought about going online and getting in touch with someone? If you just were to Google help for hoarding, well, I believe that you would find a lot of resources.
And lots of resources nowadays.
They'll often listen to somebody else. They won't listen to you. Your mother mm-hmm. won't listen to you, but they'll listen to somebody else. But somehow she's afraid of loss, and so she clings to things, and that's her anxiety. So if you try to help her, all you do is increase her anxiety and increase her need to hoard. But if you could have a heart-to-heart talk with her and say, I can find somebody that can help you. I can't help you, but I'll find somebody that can help you if you're open to it. And they have methods, and they know how to do it.
Mm-hmm. I know that, and I believe you. And as a matter of fact, when I originally got diagnosed, I told her she needed to find herself a Christian counselor, which I found for her. And she saw the counselor for 4 years, but she wasn't forthcoming with what exactly she was doing. Mm-hmm. And she never focused on that problem. and the counselor wasn't able to help her.
Okay,
because
well, listen,
she wasn't
here's
honest
the thing.
With her.
But here's the thing. I would stop telling that story, and I would start looking for where she could get help. It doesn't matter that one counselor did not help her the way she needed helping.
Okay.
Now, I mean, it's too bad. It's horrible. But to go over that again doesn't find her the help that she needs. And it may give her an excuse to not get help if you keep reminding her how bad the other situation was.
And
that
I
they
think
didn't
for,
help her.
For you, you do need to hand her off. And I think you need to let go of this problem.
Yeah.
You are fighting your own battle of loss, and you're focusing on your mom. I think detracts from your own healing and working through this. I think you need to, you know, shift your focus into what do you want to do in the time that you have left, right? What is going to be uplifting to you? Not getting your mother better, right? You've got to give up that hope and that fantasy.
Right.
Because she may never.
She may never.
It's a tough one to overcome.
It is. It's a really tough one.
I'm glad you called us. I'll send you two copies of Take Your Life Back. I hope that's going to be helpful. We'll pray for her.
Is there something or someone that continues to exert power over your life? Power that overwhelms your best intentions, sabotages your greatest efforts, and frustrates your deepest desires? No formula, set of keys, or steps will help you until you're able to take your life back. The Take Your Life Back workshop is coming to Dallas March 10th through the 12th. Steve Arterburn will teach you how to take charge of your past and your current circumstances so you can look forward with confidence and faith to the road ahead.
On those days when we experience a setback or feel like a failure, we keep moving forward. And when we fall down, we get back up. If we get back up one more time than we fall down, we are doing all that God has asked us to do.
It's time to take your life back. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Take your life back. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and in studio, Larry Sonnenberg. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Good. It's good to be with you, Dr. Numbers. And Larry does so much more than just numbers, but he is the person that heads up all of the development. In addition to heading up the entire organization, he heads up the development things. And in development, we've had a development, and so it's Development Squared. So tell us about it, Larry.
Well, we need to finish up a matching gift.
Matching gift?
Yes.
How much was the original gift?
Original gift, $20,000.
And how much have we matched?
We're at $16,300.
All right.
So,
so
close.
We need $3,700.
So,
and we need it sooner than later.
Today.
So I wanted to just go ahead, Steve. What were you going to say?
Yeah. Well, and maybe somebody could just take care of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And we get on with life.
But it's just pretty special. I mean, to know that that when you make a gift, it releases the same amount to us.
Yeah.
If somebody gave us that $3,700, we would have $7,400.
Mm.
And or you know, however incrementally that
happens. But do we have to wait till we get the whole amount in order to?
No, we use it as it comes.
Okay, good.
So
all right,
that is my plea, and Also, just want to encourage folks to sign up for Club New Life. You know, this year, part of what we're doing with Club New Life, I don't remember the whole package, but Take Your Life Back is the premium that we're giving to folks.
The devotional, isn't it?
Yes, you're right. It is the devotional for Take Your Life Back.
365-day devotional and some other things there.
We got
there.
A flash drive as well.
Yeah. And so. You know, I would say this, Larry, it's so valuable. Somebody else, if they said, yeah, I took my life back a year ago, and here's the resource I want, we'd probably work it out with you. So,
well, the beautiful thing about that devotional is you're in it every day.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. It's just really a good devotional.
And it has a little challenge to each day. It isn't just nice, beautiful words. Well, Larry, thank you for telling us about that. Anything else you want to mention? We've got a lot of sign-ups for the trip to Ireland.
We do.
Well, not to Ireland.
That's the footsteps of Paul.
To Greece. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, we do.
I was just doing it at the Club New Life. I was playing some videos from Ireland, so I was very confused. Yeah, so Greece coming up in October, and we've had the fastest amount of sign-ups ever.
Absolutely. And I know you talked about it early, but I can't encourage guys enough in Seattle to get their little hind ends over to the workshop this weekend. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing workshop. You will regret it if next month you have to fly somewhere else to see it.
Mm-hmm. And I was saying, Larry, that no wife wants a sexual addiction for Valentine's Day.
Right.
Right?
Amen.
That is not romantic at all.
No, it isn't.
It's not a gift.
Okay. No, it's not a gift.
All right. Anyway. I know the shame is horrific, but you can deal with that shame. Mm-hmm. So call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE and join us. Or help us with that matching gift.
Yeah,
thanks,
Larry. They can mail their matching gift if they want to do it in the mail to P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609.
All right.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks.
Thanks, Larry. Okay, so let's go back to the phones. I believe Ed is on the line right now. Ed, how are you doing?
Well, I'm okay. I'm looking for some hope.
Okay, maybe we've got some, maybe we don't. We'll see.
We hope we do.
Yeah, we hope we do. What's going on?
Well, my wife just rejects the idea of having a sexual relationship with me. Hmm. We've been to a lot of counseling and marriage weekends and stuff, and she's just not into it. And my question is, you know, how can I get over that? How can I learn to be content? How can I learn to be happy about that?
Okay. Well, first of all, why is she not wanting to have any kind of relationship with you?
Well, she's got lots of excuses, but in the years we've been together, I would say there's, you know, it's a combination of things. One, she's a little bit lazy in that area. You know, it's a little bit of work. She doesn't want to do that. Two, I think it's kind of a power thing. You know, power over me. Three, she has a real problem with men, and I'm a man. And then I think one of the main areas is this sexual or intimacy anorexia.
Yeah.
Got into that a little bit, and that seems like it's really close to her situation.
Okay.
I wonder if she was molested when she was little. I think that's what we're all thinking.
I don't think so. Wasn't a great childhood, but I don't think she was molested. But she did. She's had a, I want to say, colorful sexual past or promiscuous sexual past.
Okay.
I don't know that molestation was involved, but she had some serious bad relationships with, you know, different people.
If I was talking to her, do you think that she would say something like, yeah, you know, I would love for that to work for me, but, you know, he won't do this or he won't do that? Or would she say, I'm just not going there?
She could always come up with a reason. You know, sometimes it's my fault. Sometimes it's we're busy and she's tired. Sometimes she doesn't feel like it. Sometimes she doesn't have the hormones. You know, she just not. I mean, she's always got a reason.
So when was the last time that you were sexually intimate?
A couple of years.
Wow. Okay. All right. So we're going to take a break. Come back. I want to give you some help here. And really sorry for what the two of you are going through. One of the most incredible parts of marriage. And nothing brings people together in that same way. But for it to be a battleground every time, boy, Satan loves that. He loves to destroy that gift. We'll be back.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that 5-minute clip. And that 5-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. We're talking with Ed. Ed, I'm going to take a strange approach here, okay? Are you with
me? I'm with you.
All right. Okay. So, it hasn't worked with trying to figure out what her problem is, right?
Right.
That hasn't worked. You guys are stuck,
yep.
And you're going nowhere. All
yep.
Right. So now I might be speaking from experience here. So what if you took the approach, it's all you? Now I'm not saying it's all you. But
well,
hold on a second. She has men issues, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then you say to yourself, I want to know what I do that triggers her men issues that I didn't cause. You didn't cause those. Okay.
I can tell you that. I have the answer
okay.
to that.
Okay.
I breathe.
Okay. See, that's saying that,
not at all. I'm alive.
No, listen, listen.
Yeah, but she is married to you.
Okay.
Yes, she is.
So what you do with that is you remove anything from the table that might be an option for you. Now, that is part of the problem. It's not going to go anywhere as long as you continue to believe and act like you can't do anything other than die to make things better. So I'm going to challenge you to do something that a mature man could do. And that is to say, I'm going to look at what is it that I do that triggers her into this hating man mode. And, you know, if it's the way I talk or eat or whatever, I'm going to address it. I'm going to try to figure it out. What puts her in a little worse mood? What puts her in just a tiny little better mood, and I'm going to find more of those things that put her in a little bit better mood. I'm going to say, I'm going to declare my marriage a disaster, and I'm going to try to find a milliliter of connection somewhere with her versus being angry, bitter, resentful, or anything.
Being hopeless.
Well, but I'm very discouraged.
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed.
Yeah. Let me tell you, when a man says, all I need to do to upset her or trigger her is breathe, there's some hidden anger under that. And it's not hidden very deep. You are angry. And you know what? You have a right to be angry because this thing isn't working, and it hasn't worked. I'm trying to tell you, the approach that you've taken has not worked, and you might want to take a different approach, a radical approach, rather than convince yourself that it is helpless and hopeless.
Well, and the part of the point in all of that, Ed, is that you take the focus off of the sexual relationship, and you talk about what it is about being a man that is so frustrating to her.
Yeah, you're trying to connect with her at a different level than you've ever connected before, and that actually elevates. Maybe it doesn't elevate the potential for sexual intercourse, but it might elevate the potential for a hug that was meaningful, or elevate the potential for both of you getting some help.
Right.
If you could get to our marriage intensive on the 17th, that, I believe, could change this because you'd be with other people right there in the same boat.
Jill? Well, and because you never give up. Right? And see, she's throwing up roadblocks, and you're throwing your hands up and saying it's hopeless. And unfortunately, so often we women give mixed messages. And I know that's not a surprise to many men.
Really?
Whereas men, it's kind of like what you see is what you get a lot of times, generally speaking. So even though a woman says, stop, okay, now this does not pertain to, you know, sexual advances, but in terms of emotional pursuit, you are married to her. She needs to know that you will pursue her and that you care about connecting with her emotionally. That needs to be the goal, because if you ever want to have sex again, it has to be safe, and she has to feel emotionally connected to you and that you get it. That you're a man that, even though you are similar to all the men in her life, perhaps that have hurt her, you're a man that actually she could take a risk and trust. And she trusted you enough to marry you. But what happens is that all of our defenses then build up as we experience disappointments. As, you know, Prince Charming isn't Prince Charming because no one could be. Those disappointments rebuild that wall. And so you need to very lovingly and diligently kind of break through that wall with her.
And, you know, here's something that is just a tough reality. Sometimes it isn't an abuse situation. Sometimes things were so wonderful between her and Daddy that because you can't reproduce that amazing just
bond,
idyllic state and bond, then you become the enemy, as do every man. I don't think that's the case here, but it is the case some of the time. So I just hope and pray that you might have heard a little bit of what I said about trying to take a radically, amazingly different approach to create something that would
and
produce
if you
some change.
Don't know exactly what to do and what we're talking about. That's why, you know, I know you said you've been to other seminars, but our marriage weekend is different.
Yes, it really
is. And so, you know, you've got to keep trying. So you do something like that, or you get in with a counselor that can help you kind of walk through it and not give up.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, too, that the sexual relationship is a form of communication. And if you can get her to communicate in other ways with you, there, you're building that connection that may lead to more connection, may not, I don't know. But at least that's the avenue that I would take. Yeah. Less threatening communication leads to more openness.
Mm-hmm. See, if I could rephrase his question, I would want it to be, how do I reconnect right. with my wife who's totally disconnected, mm-hmm. because that's going to have to come before anything that has to do with sex.
Yeah.
Jill,
mm-hmm.
you mentioned the difference between men and women, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, on Sunday, I shared with folks some advice from some experts who've studied this from 5 to 7 years on how to make your life better. And here, listen to what Gabriella, age 7, says. She says, well, you have to be near her, but also not too near, like medium near, kind of near her, but also not. Go away from her when she wants you to, but also come near her. I just thought,
well, that's perfect.
I read that.
That's
I said,
a woman
is she 7 or is she 70?
Oh my gosh.
Is she 7 or 70? Well, she's 7.
That's right.
And that's what
but
she's
don't go
saying.
Completely away.
Oh my goodness. And then come back. All right.
That's the
when you join Club New Life, we send you that 365 day devotional. The 24-hour devotion. Yeah, every devotional lasts for a full 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And
its effect lasts.
And some segments from New Life TV, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. A gift of any amount will send this amazing book, Dr. Jan and Dave Stoop. Yep, she's a doctor too. The book Smart Love. You can get that. Now, it's Every Man's Battle this weekend in Seattle. You can still go. Intimacy and Marriage is February the 17th. That's next Friday. And Take Your Life Back is March the 10th, and that's where anybody, whatever you're dealing with, we're going to help you if you come to Take Your Life Back, March 10th. Women in the Battle, April the 21st. And then we've got a Life Recovery Conference back east. We did one in the west. Now we're going east to Leesburg, Virginia on May the 20th. You're going to love that. And as I mentioned before, Footsteps of Paul. Okay, now let's go back to our calls. Who should we go to next,
We're
guys?
We're going to go to Dave, I think, if I can get the right button. Yep. Listens in Tampa, Florida.
All right.
I can't see the station.
Dave, you're on with Dave. Dave, you're on with Dave. Dave?
Well, thanks.
Hi, Dave.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
sure.
Sir. How can we help?
I've been married for a little over 3.5 years, and my wife and I have separated over the past, going on 2 months now. Prior to us getting married, my wife had lost her husband just the year before, and it was by a sudden heart attack, and so we got married, and within the first year, she expressed happiness as far as loving me and being with me, but also she felt like she was cheating on her on her husband that had passed
yeah.
away.
Okay.
And so we had a lot of struggles within our first year.
Mm-hmm.
Within a month or 2 months after we got married, we also took on 2 girls as far as guardianship, and they were young teenagers, and so that became more complex to our marriage. Within the next 6 months, we started up a business, and you know, so everything's compounding. And so I've asked her. I said, "We need more time for each other." And
okay, hold on,
we got to
go to a break. We'll be back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Yep, we are back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today. And we're going to go, well, let's see, where. Oh, hold on. Got a little problem here with Phantom Limb. That's all right. Okay, here we go. Who, let's see, where do we want to go here? We're going to go right back to Dave. And I don't have Dave on my call screener now that it's come up. Huh. Do you guys have Dave?
Yep.
Okay. No.
No? No Dave?
Oh, we lost Dave?
I think so.
Okay. Okay, well, Dave was talking about his marriage, and they're separated. They've had a lot of stressors in the 3.5 years they've been married, and most notably that his wife lost her previous husband a year before.
And it was a sudden loss, so there wasn't a preparation
attack.
For it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and they married.
It's a little late to say she got married too soon. I think that was...
Well, right, because it's typical... Again, here I am with the men and women comparison, but men tend to get married more quickly and they grieve within the new relationship. But women usually take, you know, a few years, like up to 5 years to grieve and then reconnect.
Depends on
with
how
someone.
Long she was married. To you.
Does depend on that too. So I think she's probably in a state of grieving.
I think so.
And that's why the feelings of betrayal, she hasn't dealt with all of that.
And all the activities that you've done with the taking on the two teenagers and new business and all that, those were all diversions to keep her from grieving. And I think she needs some time to grieve and some space. And
some support. Some support from Dave.
Yeah. That's the best we can do, Dave.
Yeah, without having you.
So here's the deal. There's this amazing scripture. I love this scripture. And it comes from Matthew 16:25. If you try to hang on to your life, you'll lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. Now, Jesus is talking about us, you know, making a commitment to him. He's talking about us to accepting him. But the principle is so true in other areas. Hang on to your old methods of coping and you lose your life. Give them up. Try something radically different, and everything might be different. One of the things that we want difference in is money. And I want to play a clip from tv.newlife.com on money.
As you're reading, you just make a little dot or something on a scripture that stands out. And sometimes, you know, every verse, like when I read the book of James, just almost every verse can get a dot. It's so powerful. But what you want to do is go back after you've read a chapter and then just write down what verse, just take one, really means something to you. And just write that out. And you, now if you can't write, if you don't have anything, highlight it, underline it, whatever. But one of the new trends, which I think is fantastic, and I'm doing this with Amelia. I go through, I've got a Bible that I went through with Madeline and Solomon. I'm doing it with Amelia. And when I see a verse that really is impactful, I will not only like draw a circle around that verse, but I'll make a little illustration. And people are having a lot of fun with some of the Bibles in coloring them and illustrating. But what you want that to do is that verse is going to be your focus, and you want to come back to it. It wants to mean something to you.
So the reason that that's about money is if you buy a Bible, it will never be a waste of your money. But there are other videos on money on tv.newlife.com. That one was about using God's Word, getting it to be part of you. You can get a great deal by going to tv.newlife.com, and I know that you're going to benefit if you do. Got time for someone who wants to make a comment. That's John from Philadelphia. Don't have a lot of time, but I've got time for a comment. How you doing?
Steve, hi, John from Philly. And Jill and Dave are the other two respected hosts there.
Yeah, and they are respected.
You and I had an interview like 6 years ago. I had a radio station and a radio show here in Philly, so I want to thank you for that.
Sure.
The call, the nurse that called in losing her job, I just had a couple of quickies. When I was an employee, I used to go to HR to express my concerns. I might have lost my job, or at least I got them out. Then I was hired as a director of HR for a nonprofit dealing with disability individuals. And in that role, one time an employee came to me and said, John, I don't know how to talk to my boss. So in the organization, they had a variety of managers dealing with different disabilities. So when I got that person coming into me, I said, let me work on that. So what I did is had a brown bag lunch for everybody from the top down to meet and address their concerns. So for this woman who apparently she's a caretaker, they got rid of her, whatever she left. And the issue there is that the person that was giving her a hard time, maybe HR needs to have a meeting with all three so that
That
was an issue of just sitting it down on the table, and she got scared. So the company lost somebody that could make a difference in their organization.
Yeah. And so you're saying she should go to HR?
Yeah. What I recommend now, she might not know how to do that. So she needs to present that to HR, the problem she had, and the person that's doing this might be breaking the law or the rules of the ethics in the company.
Okay.
And getting rid of all this might have. So my thought is to have her and her husband do some role playing. If she's scared, have them together talk about, let her be the employee, let the husband be the HR person. Then they can do some acting. And then when she gets stronger with it, she could do it every day or the next role.
So, all right. Thank you, John, for that.
Thank you.
Wish we had more time, but it is the end of the program. And so really great advice there. I mean, do some role playing and don't give up on that job. Go to HR. I mean, obviously,
that's
no
a way
one
to,
has a right to
that's
treat
a way to
somebody.
Get her confidence back, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Okay. We are just about out of time. Larry Sonnenberg mentioned that we have got about, I don't know, 3,500 or so left on the matching gift. Please help us. Every dollar is worth two. And again, if you're struggling with sexual integrity or you're married to someone who is, every man's battle is the beginning of healing for that relationship. His heart, your heart, and both of you together. And sometimes I look down at this, the call screen, once I'm able to bring it up. And it just seems like no one's enjoying their sexual relationship. Everybody's doing pornography. I mean, that's a gross overstatement and generalization. But it feels like that. And so how do you stop this? We got to get back into God's Word. We've got to get God back into our lives. We've got to ask God to come and be part of our lives and what we're doing. Because, you know, God is there, you know. There's not a place in the universe He isn't. That's what Scripture says. He's everywhere. There's no secret from God. And we've got to start living the life that Christ has called us to live. If you can't do that by just deciding to do that, Take Your Life Back is a great book for you. So is the workshop on March the 10th. But if it's sexual integrity, which is so common these days, Every Man's Battle is the place to come. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, as I told you earlier, if you go to our newlife.com, you can find the sermon I preached, or you can go to northviewchurch.us, and it's on Take Your Life Back, and it's on this whole thing of the false self and living in the real self. I hope you'll join me for that, and you can join live at northviewchurch.us this Saturday at 5 Eastern, Sunday 9 and 11 Eastern. Thank you, Dave and Jill. If you need help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to join us for two other programs we're going to do right after this, it's 1-800-229-3000. We would love to talk to you. I hope you have a great day today. Thanks for being here with us. We'll see you next time. on New Life Live.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.